Chapter 11. Linda's New Life. Linda knew that she could not win against a fiancé who was prettier than her, but also dead. It was so unfair. But soon she was happy again, because sex with Fabrice was wonderful. It was quite different from her other relationships. "I realised," Linda said, when telling me about this, "that Tony and Christian didn't know what to do, and that all Englishmen are terrible in bed." "Not all," I said. "Alfred is wonderful." Linda and Fabrice sat until late looking out of the open window. "French women are the most virtuous women in the world," Fabrice said. "Oh dear," Linda said sadly. "I was virtuous once. When I married my first husband, I thought that I would love him forever. Then I left Tony for Christian because I thought that I loved him too. I did love him much more than Tony, but Christian never really loved me. He thought that I was boring. I wasn't serious enough."
"Married people are usually very happy in France," Fabrice said. "My father and mother had a very nice life together. They loved each other so much that they hardly went out with their friends."
"But what about your grandmother?"
"Yes," Fabrice said. "She was a great sinner. But she was also a great woman."
Fabrice had dinner with Linda every night in the flat. He usually stayed with her until 7 o'clock the next morning, and then left to eat breakfast at his home. During the day, Linda hardly ever saw him. Sometimes he took Linda to see Paris, but he did not usually appear until the evening for dinner. Linda often spent the day buying clothes, which she paid for with Fabrice's money. Fabrice was happy, and he was very interested in her clothes. Linda had never realised the difference between French and English clothes. In London, when she was married to Tony, people had thought that she was very fashionable. But now she realised that she was not, and that English fashion was safe and boring. The weather now was very hot. Fabrice wanted to take Linda to the Riviera or Venice, but he had to stay in Paris. The Germans were getting closer, and Fabrice would probably have to go to war. Linda loved Paris, and she didn't worry about the future.
"I couldn't sunbathe with no clothes on like this anywhere else," she said to Fabrice one evening. "I don't like swimming or tennis or dancing. I only like sunbathing, shopping and seeing you at night. I think that I'm the happiest woman in the world."
One hot afternoon in July, Linda arrived home wearing a new and expensive hat. To her surprise, Davy and Lord Merlin were standing in the middle of the room.
"Well," Davy said, "you look pretty."
"You frightened me," Linda said. "Why are you here?"
"Aren't you pleased to see us?" Davy said. "We came to see if you were all right."
"How did you know where I lived?"
"Do Mother and Father know?" Linda asked, looking worried. "No, they think that you're still with Christian," Davy said. "Don't worry, we haven't come to take you home. Last week, I met a man who had been to Perpignan. He told me that Christian was living with Lavender Davis."
"Oh, good," Linda said.
"What?" "He also said that you had left 6 weeks ago. I went to your house in London, but you weren't there. Then we became worried." Davy said. So I spoke to a few people, and now here we are.
You worried us,
Lord Merlin said, crossly.
But you look very beautiful, Linda, and you look happy. He must be very rich.
He is, Linda said.
Who is he? Lord Merlin asked.
His name is Fabrice de Sauveterre, Linda replied.
Both Lord Merlin and Davy looked very surprised.
What? Do you know him? Linda said.
Darling Linda, of course we know him. Everybody does, except for you, clearly, Lord Merlin said, laughing.
Well, don't you think that he's wonderful?
Linda said.
Fabrice, Lord Merlin said, is one of the biggest sinners in Europe, especially with women. But, yes, he's a nice man.
Do you remember him in Venice? Davy said to Merlin. He was always with different women.
But Linda did not care. Fabrice had already told her about his relationships with other women.
Come on, Merlin, we must go, Davy said. We're happy you are safe, Linda. Give our love to Fabrice.
Later, Linda told Fabrice about Davy and Merlin's visit.
They say that they know you?
I met them in Venice, yes. They're very nice men, Fabrice replied.
I think that it's very clever that they found me, Linda said.
Didn't you tell anybody where you were? Fabrice asked. And it was 6 weeks before they started looking for you? You have a very strange family.
Linda suddenly threw herself into his arms.
Never, never let me go back to them, she said. I never want to leave you.
My darling, Fabrice said, you'll have to leave soon. The war is going to begin.
Why can't I stay here? I could become a nurse, Linda said desperately. Well, maybe not a nurse, but I could do something.
You can stay here for now, but if the Germans arrive, and I think they will, you must leave. When I tell you to go to London, you must promise to leave. Do you promise?
Fabrice said.
Yes,
Linda said.
But will you come to London after the war and find me?
Yes, Fabrice said. I will.